Okay, ready?
Is anyone truly ready in today's society?
Friends.
Yes?
You know what, whatever. Friends, welcome back to another week of Chit Chat About Nothing in Particular. My name's DJ.
My name's Darren.
And this is the 10th episode of Friends with Microphones. We did it. A decade of episodes. That's what it's called.
Oh,
no
boy.
No matter how much time it spans, 10 of something is a decade. Welcome to high society,
and we can have a clown,
Darren,
at our birthday party now.
Now we can legally have a clown. Have you ever read up on those clown rules?
Yep, it's like you can drink at 18 and stuff, but you can also have clowns at 10. And what you don't know is that at 15 you can actually rent a clown and drive it around town.
They should have more things that you are legally allowed to do earlier on in your life so that you could like get even more excited about like earlier birthdays. Like they should give
space it out.
Well, they should give you like small things that you can start accomplishing. Let's say at the age of 12, because some kids start like, you know, drinking and stuff way too young and it sucks. But it's because they're like, oh, it's because I can't do anything until I'm 19. Or in the States, you know, even 21. Yeah. So even worse. Alberta's got it easy. They got 18 and I'm forever jealous. But I mean, whatever, I'm 23 now, so who even cares? But the thing is, I mean, if you gave kids things that they could suddenly legally do at ages like 13 through 18, they might not even care about drinking, because when they turn 14, they'd be like, dude, did you hear? We're like legally allowed to buy decks of cards now. It's like, whoa.
Because of all that wonderful kid gambling.
Ah, damn it. That would just enforce kid gambling. Damn it.
Oh, see, I would say I've never met anyone who's past the age of 20 who wouldn't have preferred it if they were just banned from social media under the age of 14 or 16.
Interesting.
Because I've never met someone who doesn't regret what they did when they first got on the internet.
100%, absolutely. I regret most things.
So maybe we should give that power away at like 14, just so that kids have a different thing they try to do illegally instead of meth.
Okay, but
not that you can do meth legally at any point.
Okay, but are we going to just ignore the fact that Facebook already tries to get you to be a certain age to be on Facebook, but kids just lie about it anyway?
Yeah, but that's not a legal thing. That's a Facebook thing. Like, there's other places. Like, Musical.ly tries to get you. I think they you know, just sign with the umbilical cord. Like, it's really trying to get you young.
Gross. How have you been this week, man?
Huh? I've been super busy.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, because you picked up that new contract at work, right?
I've got multiple. I'm trying to do multiple jobs. All in the span of one human life. And you think, but I will put less time into either, and together they will equal one real job. No, that is not how it works.
No, it is not.
Nope.
As someone who has been trying to simultaneously run a business and earn a music degree in the last couple of years, I believe you, it is not the easiest thing that a person can do.
Yeah, and now that I'm also trying to run a business, not get a music degree, but, you know... And also build patios on the side. It's a bit of a weird switch back and forth. I don't want to go too into my own personal end of things.
Do you have to build them on the side? Can't you build them in front of the house too?
I mean, the current one we're building is on the side of the house.
I just
you
said,
joke,
I don't
but
think
that
you
actually
have
was weirdly
to,
accurate.
I don't think you have to build patios on the side. I think you could build them fucking not even attached to the house.
We built a big old driveway once.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was 6,000 square feet. This is terrible podcast.
I was going to say, there's a good reason we don't dive into your personal life. Hey, listen.
You know how in The Office they make boxes? My life is somehow even more boring than that. Like, you can't...
That's not what they make in The Office. They make paper.
Paper? I thought it was... Doesn't one of the companies make boxes too?
No, that's
Lost. John Locke from Lost works for a box-making company.
Oh, I've never seen the show. Anyway, now something that's way more exciting than any sort of television media program. Hey, so there's this new ginger ale that I'm drinking it right now because I always like to have a tasty beverage with me. It's blueberry peach ginger ale.
That sounds awful.
Oh, you're wrong. Okay, well, that's fine. You're allowed to be wrong. Just,
ginger, blueberry, and peach aren't three. One of these things is not like the others. I'm not saying it is bad. I'm saying it sounds really bad.
Haven't you ever had other flavors of ginger ale that aren't just standard ginger ale?
I've had cranberry ginger ale, but that works really well.
So does blueberry peach.
I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm just saying the idea of putting ginger and blueberry in a cup to me sounds like a gag fest.
You know, it's funny because, like, I've had ginger. Like, I eat ginger when I eat sushi and stuff, and I've had ginger in other places. But when I drink ginger ale, I don't associate that with that kind of ginger. I know that doesn't make any sense because it's what it is.
Do you associate it with the red-haired people? Like, what do we...
I literally don't... Here's the thing. My actual blanket statement thought that my brain has whenever I think ginger ale, I'm like, oh, yeah, that green can that makes my stomach feel better. Like, I don't know. Like, that's about the extent of it. Because, like, Canada Dry ginger ale is one of my favorite things to drink when I have, like, a stomach ache or something.
Yeah.
I need to tell you a couple stories about food delivery this week.
Lay it on me. Lay the food on my stomach and eat it off like it's one of those slightly pornographic sushi restaurants that you eat off of naked people.
Wait a minute. Hold on. At the end, couldn't tell if you were talking about a real restaurant.
There's real restaurants you can eat sushi off naked people.
I don't like it. I'm deeply uncomfortable. So, listen, the other day, I got to an apartment building, and on their little, whenever I'm on Skip the Dishes app on my end, it has a little thing that just says their name, where they ordered food from or whatever, and then it says, like, if there's little directions, like, people who live in basement suites are like, don't knock on the front door, I live in the back. Like, okay, yeah, cool. Like,
yeah,
I have
dead drop my parcel inside the old tree.
Exactly, drop it in a tree, run away quick. But, like, you know, when people live in apartment buildings, typically they have to give me the buzz code or because it might not just be their apartment number or whatever. So this guy writes in just like, just buzz 053 or whatever. And I was like, okay. So I got up and it was just one of those things where the buzzers, it was one of the apartment buildings where the buzzers had a name next to it. And when I went to hit the buzzer number, I looked and I was like, does that say Batman? And as I was about to hit the button, the door opened beside me, and the dude just leaned out and in one swift motion just went, what's up, dude? I'm Batman. And I was like,
oh, my God.
And I literally went, I'm sorry, what? And he goes, is that my food from Little Thai Place? I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, what's up? Like, I opened the bag and, like, gave him the food. He's like, all right, dude, you have a great day. And then he left, and I was like, okay, all right. Well, that might have been Batman.
Is that like the vanity plate version of naming your Wi-Fi weird things?
I don't know. Because it's just like the apartment just has it. Six letter. I double checked. The apartment just fucking has it written down. Like, a Batman lives here.
Oh, geez.
I don't know if it's like a last name or how he got away with that, but it's like one of my favorite things I've ever seen. Ever.
You know it's his favorite thing ever because he answered the door with, what's up, it's Batman.
What's up,
it's
dude, I'm Batman. Like, what's up, dude, I'm Batman was probably one of one of my favorite things I've heard in a very long time. And I've been so excited to tell you that story ever since it happened Thursday.
You have a profoundly more interesting life than me.
Well, sort of inherently, with food delivery, you end up dealing with a lot of really interesting situations. Like, for whatever reason, it's always interesting to kind of get to a house and when they open the door for me to make a really quick snap judgment as to why they didn't want to go get food themselves. Because sometimes I deliver food that's like a 3-minute drive away. And I'm like, okay, so what were you up to? Sometimes they open the door and it's just a big fucking wall of weed stink. And they're like, they just look at me, they're like, oh, what's up? And I'm like,
no,
yeah.
Go, hey, yo, it's your boy, Green Goblin.
And I'm like, oh, you've been waiting for this original Joe's. All right, here you go, dude. And they're like, yeah, yeah. I'm like, great, sick. And then I leave. And I'm like, oh, that's why you tip so much. Like,
sup, fucker, I'm Iron Man.
I'd say like 20% of the time it is people that are intoxicated in one way or another.
Yeah.
Which, realistically, I think is what Skip the Dishes is best for, because the prices are high enough that it's like, you can almost double what you would normally pay at a restaurant just by getting it delivered to you. So it's like, I mean, no thanks.
How many superheroes do you think accidentally fucked up their secret identity by ordering pizza and being like, "Hey, yo, it's your boy.
Hey, it's your boy.
I'm
Thor.
The Flash. Thor. It's your Thor boy." And they're like, "Ah, shit, I'm not wearing my costume. I'm in my underwear. My dick schlong is just kind of falling out of my panties.
Dick schlong.
Like, not good."
Oh, no, the delivery man knows my identity and he saw my dick schlong.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, the other thing that happened to me with delivery food this week was less exciting and more just like, oh, I felt really bad for them. Because as I was driving up to an apartment building today, I realized that it was the second time in 2 days that I was delivering food to the same person. And
I mean, that's not inherently the worst.
It's not inherently the worst, but it is sort of, I guess, in my mind, the social kind of situation that puts me in, of like, I knock on the door, she opens the door and goes, "Hi," and then like cuts herself off and goes, "Oh, hi." And I was like, "Yeah, hey, what's up? What's up, dude?
You're
I'm
like,
Batman."
Just the inherent judgment of that kind of, oh geez, that does remind me about my week. Because this last week, I was in that almost that exact same position, because we were doing a lot of my work, my boss basically charges the customer more for, because usually people would get like big excavators to dig out stuff.
Right.
And a lot of the work we do is areas where they don't fit.
Oh, okay.
So we do it by hand with like pickaxes. We'll like tear up a driveway or something.
Jesus Christ.
So what'll happen is if we do like a crazy long day for like 10 or 11 hours, I go straight to food and then I go straight to my house and then I wake up the next day. Which is why most of my life is so boring when it comes to telling stories about my week.
Right.
But this week, it was such a heavy physical late. Like, I was just go straight through that I went to 4 different all-you-can-eat places in 4 days.
Holy shit.
And if you think that's like, oh, Darren, that's not going to be good, I lost 5 pounds over the course of those days.
Can I ask, all-you-can-eat what?
That's the thing, is I was trying it out because I knew we were doing so much physical labor that I'm like, if I don't eat enough calories, I'm going to wake up and then not be able to move.
Right.
So I did Korean barbecue. I did generic everything. I did a different like Korean barbecue / sushi.
Ooh.
And I'm trying to remember the last one was like Western.
Are all these places in Surrey?
They are, but only one's ever worth going back to.
You'll have to take me there the next time I visit you.
Yeah. The problem was is that I took Devin to one of them, and so I'm like, I can't be seen here again the second, because nothing spells social suicide more than going to the same all-you-can-eat place 2 consecutive days.
Oh my goodness.
It doesn't matter what your situation is. You could be Andre the Giant. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you are. You are instantly on you're on the end of times list.
I don't know why I thought you were just going to start talking about Andre 3000. I was like, why would he go to buffets?
I missed a 3,000. I see how close I can get to 3,000 calories and a bounce.
That's why they called him that.
Yep, that's his exact, that's his thing. But
Eric,
no, it
Andre
is
the Giant, 3,000 calories a day. That was his full name.
Yep, that's the whole name. But no, it's a very strange social situation where you're like, I don't know if I should be ashamed or proud or what.
Well, it's like, it's kind of like how I don't know what to do when I see people out in everyday society, like just doing normal things, but I specifically know them from they are working in customer service and they work at a place I go to a lot. Like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, do you know me well enough that if I wave at you, you'll wave back and it'll mean anything? Or are there people who work at places like that who just when they get waved at, they're like, oh, they must know me from here. Like, there's these women who work at the place where a lot of the music students get food on campus, and they work there like every day, Monday to Friday. Uh-huh. And then me and my buddy Matt were walking the other day, and we saw one of the women, and we're like, oh, hey. She's like, have a good weekend, guys. We're like, cool. We're like, do you think she just does that to everybody because she runs into so many students on a day-to-day basis? Like,
now,
probably,
I wanna know,
right?
Are there any, like, workers in an area where you have the ambiguity? Let's say they work 2 jobs. So let's say there's Tom, the food delivery slash dominatrix man.
Okay.
And people start to recognize Tom around town, and you have to look over to your friend and go, now where do you know Tom from?
You know Tom from one of two places. One of them's
it's either
be
Boston
fine.
Pizza or between your legs.
I always get those mixed up because there's always so much chicken wing sauce no matter what.
Yeah, that's you know what I'm into. It's chicken wing sauce.
It's
you
chicken wing stuff.
You think I'd name a sauce, but I like the bottle actually says very clearly on it, chicken wing sauce.
Yeah, that's one of the ones that they eat on hot ones, right?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say spoons again. I was gonna say I don't like to get too ranty on this podcast, but I feel like I do anyway. Here's the thing: I was driving the other day, and I'm making a left turn at an intersection. I really need you to close your eyes and paint some word pictures here.
My eyes are audio closed.
Audio closed. Great. So. Fucking prove it. I'm turning left at an intersection, which means that I am going to cross over after I actually make the turn. I'm going to cross over a crosswalk.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The other day I was sitting in the intersection at the green light. I didn't have an advanced left green arrow. I just had the green light. So I was waiting for traffic to pass so I could make the left turn. And I waited and I waited and I waited. And then I had a gap in traffic. I started to make the left turn, and a woman who was a pedestrian cut me off. And she started walking in front of my car and like waving her hands around and yelling at me. And I was like, what? And I looked up, and here's the thing is that, yeah, the light was green for her like direction of walking, but the hand was up. Like the orange hand was up on both sides.
Was it blinky flashing?
No, it was just solid. Oh. It was solid. And so I feel like this is an obvious, pretty quick answer thing, but I needed to make sure that I was definitely correct about it. Like, if you don't have the walking symbol, you can't just go based off the green light, right?
Yeah, see, in this situation, I like to call on my friend Batman, and he comes and he he does a little tickle-tackle, and then that's what I like to call a tickle-tackle, is the Batman move.
What is a tickle-tackle?
It's very straightforward. It's a little tackle and a little tickle. Then they're on the ground, not moving, and you can turn any way you want. Turn left, turn right, turn up, down, left, right. That's right.
Okay, but she doesn't have the right of way, right?
No, she has what I like to call the wrong of way.
Okay, cool, dope. Cool and good. That's great. I've just been thinking about it off and on. This literally happened the day after we recorded, and I've been sitting on this shit for 6 days. Like, I was just like, man, fuck her. Like, I'm really just more or less, I'm just very upset about it still. Because she yelled a lot of words at me. And I was just like, what? You don't have anything. And she's like, all right, well, fuck. And I was like, what? Like,
Next time, you should park your car in the middle of the intersection, open the door, and get out and just have a big old fight just right there. Just
I'd rather not, actually.
I guarantee you she wouldn't do that quite as often.
Talk about socially awkward situations. Fighting in public with strangers. It's probably one of my least favorite things that I could possibly think about doing.
But imagine how freeing it would be once every citizen becomes combatant in your mind.
Imagine how freed it must be once you view the world as your arena. Which I'm pretty sure is like a tagline for Clash of Clans, maybe.
Oh, jeez. We are not sponsored by Clash of Clans.
We're not sponsored by anyone yet.
Yet.
We'll talk about that later. Darren, you have anything else you want to tell me about your week, your super exciting patio week?
Yeah, so I was with my dominatrix Tom the other day.
Right.
And he brought home some Boston pizza, and we really were just going at it. Opened up the chicken wing sauce. No. I got a pair of I got some bread that could really act as a pair of pants if I wanted a pair of bread. I got a pair of bread, which is, I think it's like Afghan or I don't want to say any of the words on it because I'm going to pronounce them wrong and be culturally insensitive, but it's delicious bread, but it's just super flat and legitimately 4 feet long.
What? Four? Are you? Is it actually 4 feet long?
Yeah.
Wow, that's really long bread.
Yeah, like legit. It was surprisingly long.
What are you?
Bread. It was also bread, and it was long.
Surprisingly long bread. Just gotta really build up that anticipation.
I don't know, man. For some reason, my whole brain this week just didn't comprehend anything. I've been in such a work mode that I'm just not an interesting person. You ever felt that feeling? You're like, I'm just not an interesting person right now.
No, I've never felt that.
I feel like I'm just not an interesting person right now.
I don't think that's true. I think you're interesting.
Like, in the good performing or in the if you put me in a zoo, you could charge admission?
Yeah, both, dude. Yeah, I would absolutely put you in a zoo and pay people money to look at you.
Wait, you'd pay people money to look? you would be the worst zoo man ever. We bought a zoo too. DJ goes bankrupt real fast.
We bought a failed zoo.
Remind me to not invite you when I charge my own zoo. And if I was an animal in a zoo, y'all better bet is a petting zoo. Y'all can pet my dick.
This whole lineup of people outside. We want to see him. We want to see him. And I'm like, yeah, great. And I start handing out $10 bills to everyone that walks in. They're like, I don't understand. It's like, oh, trust me, you're going to need this. It's like, why? Who knows? the concession is really expensive, so they give you money at the door, even though you paid to be there.
I wish most places would do that, because then I would just bring my own snacks and make money.
Yeah, that would do it. I mean, I feel like a lot of people would do that, and I feel like that's exactly... I mean, I feel like giving away money is how a lot of businesses fail, I think. Hold on, let me double check. Let me Google how do businesses fail. Yeah, it's giving away money. That's how they do it.
Ah, shit. Well, I guess maybe we should not do that.
Yeah, no, we shouldn't give away any money, especially since we're not a business.
Oh, jeez. I'm trying to look at the timeline of our recording and guess that if you cut out all the boring parts, how much time we'd actually have.
About 6 minutes.
And 6 minutes is about the length of time it takes to listen to a song twice or once. Do you like music? I do. Welcome to Music Corner.
Holy shit.
Da-da-dee-da-dare.
Here's the thing, I'm genuinely super excited to tell you about my music this week. I just I'm just
just how much of a shit show this week is.
Just fucking every once in a while I feel like it's just sort of past DJ. I'm sure whatever you're gonna say was super, super funny. Hey, what's up everybody? It's Editing DJ, and I'm here to tell you that my audio cut out right in the middle of this recording and it was horrible. Don't worry, we got everything back on track and we kept recording the episode, and that is why I start the next sentence in such an aggressive way. So now back to the podcast. Have a good day. Fuck me dying up a tree. I'm okay.
This is just funny to me.
Yeah, no, it's hilarious. My recording fucking blew up on me. And I don't even know what I was in the middle of saying when it blew up. We're going to figure out later when I edit it.
Music things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, music. Let's talk about dope music. So, do you want to go first or should I go first? This is weird. It's a weird vibe because I'm genuinely super excited. I fucking love this music.
You want me to go first and I'll build the excitement back up,
yeah,
and then
it.
You can close
it,
out.
Do it up.
Okay, so this time around, I was really like, how do we evolve? How do we, you know, go forward? Especially because we've done kind of a limited number of genres of music.
Yeah.
On our playlist. And I figured I'd start tiptoeing through the tulips, past the garden, into the street, into the neighbor's yard,
okay,
and steal their dog.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. So I was like, what about we tiptoe all the way over to New York City? And right onto Broadway.
Okay.
So it's Broadway time, and this guy didn't actually come from American Broadway. There's a certain guy who I love. If you like Bo Burnham.
Okay.
Or other, like, music comedians you love. And I'm going specifically for, I love Tim Minchin.
Yay! I thought it was Tim Minchin as soon as you said Bo Burnham. I'm so excited. Holy shit. And I can't believe that we actually almost brought the same music this week. That's unreal, dude.
You almost brought Tim Minchin?
I actually almost thought about bringing Tim Minchin because he's one of the, like, four things that I've been listening to this last week.
He does so much good stuff. I'm limiting my Tim Minchin recommendation to one musical he wrote.
Okay, which one is it?
Tim Minchin, if you don't know Tim Minchin, he has this weirdly perfect balance between, like, weirdly real and super emotional. And, like, over-the-top comedy. And he rides that line so razor blade at times. Where you'll be, like, laughing, laughing, laughing. And then you're like, this is depressing. Or like, wow, that's really poignant. And then you laugh again. And he's really perfect at that. And so in the Groundhog Day musical, which okay. I'm recommending, because he wrote the entire thing, I'm saying three songs just to give a kind of variety of the show, which is... Stuck, which is very sort of like Avenue Q-y.
Okay.
There Will Be Sun, which is kind of an overture, and Seeing You, which actually closes the play out, but it's very Broadway epic, all layers, harmonies, and lovely.
Oh, that's super cool. Things. I'm excited to listen to this.
Tim Minchin is fantastic. And with that, I'll shimmy shake it over to you.
Well, this isn't Broadway, so let's just fucking do a 180 and let's jump into some R&B soul and...
Done by Tom, my dominatrix.
Some let's jump into some sweet, soulful, just velvety smooth, sexy, yeah, I'll say it, vocals. Have you... Ooh. Now, here's the problem, is I am not 100% sure on how to say this artist's name, which is a pretty cool way to start, but... It's not that difficult. It's only three letters, and it is N-A-O. I'm pretty sure it's just pronounced N-A-O. I don't think you say
N-A-O
or anything.
Now?
I'm not sure.
I'm going to Google this. I don't think I've ever heard of this person or brand or...
Okay, so N-A-O has... there's a couple different things that she's released. She's a singer, and so... There was an album that she released, or an EP rather, pardon me, that was released back in 2016, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. Sorry. Weird revelation by myself just finding out here. There's actually another EP she has that I didn't know about. So that's exciting. But
hey.
Some really good stuff of her album, February 15, which is an EP. But the album that I'm recommending specifically this week is For All We Know. Darren, I highly, highly, highly recommend that you find time for yourself this week. And when you do find time for yourself, you just sit down. Yeah, absolutely,
just
dude. Just fucking go to town.
All over the walls.
Here's the beautiful thing about this album. It has 18 songs, which is a pretty cool amount. And it's not short. And it's
nice.
A super, super dope album that is just... It's all just really, really, really good music. Specifically, what I'm going to recommend for you today is Inhale, Exhale, okay, which if you are looking for just a fat bass line that's really going to get you in the mood for just basically anything, I mean, like, I guess sex stuff. I don't know. Whatever. It's up to you. Like, live your dreams. Okay, and then, Bad Blood. Sorry, there's literally so many songs on this album I wanted to recommend. I had to keep track. Bad Blood. Which, if you are looking for some just brilliant instrumental work over top of her amazing vocals, then that's where you want to go. And then, like, power soul ballad that is just going to knock your fucking socks off is Girlfriend. And all of those, and all of Darren's recommendations, can now officially be found on the Friends with the Microphone Spotify playlist, which is growing into something that I can safely say is one of my favorite things in the world. Because it's just 3 hours and 43 minutes of just, like, that's, I don't even know what
well,
else
that's
to say
not actually, it's actually music. It's not DJ saying,
Oh, sorry, you're
just
right,
for the
you're
record.
Right, right.
I want, you know, posterity's sake.
Well, I'm thinking about actually recording that, though, and dropping it as a mixtape.
Ooh.
Just sort of out there just like, yeah, yeah. Just, you know, just going for
and then,
it.
We'll remix it into a really raunchy, sexy dubstep.
Oh, dude.
Just sludge bass.
I don't even know what else to do with things other than make raunchy, sexy dubstep sludge bass covers.
Oh, man.
Okay. I think it is about time that we all tucked in for the night. We all, you know, mm-hmm. got our glass mm-hmm. of water and we head to bed. Mm-hmm. And all right.
You pour water on yourself? What do you, what?
No, tucking in is sleeping. I don't tuck in to fuck.
But you brought the glass of water to the bed. Like,
yeah.
I get some people like a glass of water at the side of the bed, but I want to know what you're doing with it. Role play for me. What are you wearing right now?
If I'm going to bed, not much. But like, I've got my glass of water in case I wake up in the middle of the night with dry mouth.
Oh, sexy.
No, it's not. It's bad.
Tell me what you do. Tell me what you do next. Exits are north and east.
Snore. I snore a lot.
Oh, you see a flask. A troll walks in from the west.
I don't.
You didn't think there was an exit to the west.
I
troll
don't.
Made his own exit.
All right. Good for that troll. This has been a great week, and it's been really fucking successful overall. My name is DJ.
My name is Darren.
And show that to your uncle.